Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. My, get ready, my friends. Praise the Lord. We're about to reveal the end day's truth and expose the false on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. And please know, my friends, the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and blessed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, if it is to stay on the air. And that's the truth. Attention, Wednesday night signs listeners. WWCR will change the Wednesday night frequency from 9350 to 5070 on October 28, 2012. Wednesday, October 24th will still be 9350, but Wednesday, October 28th will be on 5070. Better write it down, 5070, beginning with the first signs program on the 28th of October. Now for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Truly, all the ones past that one have been perverted, especially the NIV. If you got that one, get rid of it. Actually, get rid of all of them and get yourself an original King James Version. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Watchman comment, the four horsemen must ride America. Jesus stated quite plainly that all these events must come to pass in the future. Matthew chapter 24, read it carefully. Please study Matthew chapter 24 very carefully, as I said, especially verses 27 through 31. All the signs today point to this time and hour when the final outworking of godless, lawless iniquity would engulf the entire world. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 12. There is absolutely nothing at present that can hinder this final lawless consumption of the world and the foretold global empire of Lucifer's Antichrist and his satanic operation 666. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 12, Revelation chapter 13. To believe otherwise is to be Antichrist yourself, and that is the height of delusion and folly. 1 John chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. Mankind has exhausted all of its avenues and efforts, and as we have seen firsthand here in America, that these last 2.5 years have not gotten better, but far more lawless and much, much worse. My dear friends, the four horsemen must ride, and no humanistic Tea Party movement will stop them from their hour of destiny. Do not be deceived. Almighty God cries out to all Americans today, repent and be saved, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 16, verses 29 through 31. Acts chapter 17, verses 29 through 31. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. God's day of wrath is truly at hand. Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 19. And do you remember the verse I use as the program began? Ephesians 3:13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. So do not fear the end times, or especially the tribulation period, my friends, for the time of the end is for your glory. Don't you get it? If you are a true truth Christian, you do. Amen and amen. Enough said, let's get trained to reign together with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So get right and get ready. We are revealing the end times four horsemen ride tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2-0.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, come to me. Come to me in these last days, for pestilences abound in the land. Some are by my hand, but many are by the hands of man. Diseases are rampant, both in men and animals. The fishes of the streams and the seas are being affected. Water contamination abounds. I say unto you, these are only a few of the things. Come to me. Come to me. Turn not to the hand of man, but turn to me, says God.
For in this day and in this hour there is a disturbance upon the land and a troublesome noise that rises up to trouble the hearts and the minds of men, saith the Lord. But I speak a word of strength to my remnant, saith God. But the minds of many, saith the Lord, will be troubled. It is a disturbance sent from the evil one. So I say unto you, my children, even now intercede for your brethren, that their faith will rise up and make them strong.
My, oh my, the Lord is warning his children. Amen. Now a True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. Not the new King James, the original. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Revelation chapter 19, verse 9 and verse 11. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Watchman commenting, my friends, if you are chosen and truly called, you will join all the true saints at the marriage supper of the Lamb, for that is a true saying of Yahweh, amen. The heavens will open wide to release the righteous and true Yahweh, called and ordained, led by a white horse, whose rider, this verse says, is called Faithful and True. Glory to God. The lies and deceptions of this very sinful world will then be held accountable for all that they have done in sin and rejection of all that is truly holy. For they will be judged in righteousness by the one riding that white horse, who will be called Faithful and True. Glory, hallelujah, amen and amen. Now you know a little more of why I declare this program True Truth. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew, or a show, if you will, of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let's be triumphant, my friends, on this program tonight, for what you are hearing is different from most other programs, because this program is Spirit-filled and Spirit-led, and that's the truth. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon you, my friends. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand, so get right and get ready. J.G. from Pennsylvania and Alex from Virginia have in the Spirit of the Lord sent a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love gift, and I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without those love offerings, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the truth. Amen. So if you have never sent an offering, please pray about sending something in. Anything, no matter what size, helps. Father, I pray, bless those who made your program possible tonight. Answer JG's prayers, Lord, and answer Alex's prayer, Lord, and touch his side, Father, and touch his mother, Lord God. Heal in Jesus' mighty name and save where salvation is necessary. And I thank you and praise you for it, for all the listeners on this program as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. If you appreciate this program, as tonight's sponsors did, and would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. Just pray and ask the Lord what you should do. And then pick up your pencil and paper and envelope and write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122. Town is Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York. Is abbreviated NY, zip 13797. That all repeats at the end of the program. And here comes the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. U.S. Sheriff wants drones to peek inside of buildings. Although Sheriff Ahern promised that the drones would only be used in emergency situations such as high-speed chases, he is now saying that the devices could also be used for proactive policing, including scanning buildings for heat sources such as people or lights that could indicate illegal marijuana growing operations. The drones, which cost $50,000 to $100,000, weigh just 4 pounds and can stream live video back to the operator. The sheriff's office is looking into whether a Homeland Security Community Policing Grant can be utilized to cover the cost of the devices. Watchman comment, they will tell you anything, any lie necessary to get their foot in the spy control door. Then it's too late to stop them, and they'll do what they want. Drone manufacturers are also considering offering police the option of arming these remote-controlled aircraft with weapons like rubber bullets. They can do rubber bullets, they can do real ones, tasers, and even tear gas. Continuing, Obama's ring. He's worn that band on his wedding ring finger since before he met Michelle Obama. As a student at Harvard Law School, then Bachelor Barack Obama's practice of wearing a gold band on his wedding ring finger puzzled his colleagues. Watchman comment, well, it doesn't puzzle me. It was showing that he was married to Allah. Continuing, there is an Islamic inscription on the ring that Obama has been wearing for more than 30 years with the first part of the Islamic Declaration of Faith, the Shahada, quote, there is no God except Allah, unquote. The Shahada is the first of the five pillars of Islam, expressing the two fundamental beliefs that make a person a Muslim. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is Allah's prophet. Sincere recitation of the Shahada is the sole requirement for becoming a Muslim, as it expresses a person's rejection of all other gods. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings now, Christian or Muslim? Not much doubt about that now, is there? Continuing, is the RFID chip the mark of the beast? There has been a lot of talk among prophecy buffs about the exponential advances in technology today and the upcoming mark of the beast, Revelation chapter 13, verses 16, 17, and 18. Many believe that we are living in the very days in which, as a world, we will see the horrific fulfillment of this chip technology, which will be applied under the global edict of Satan's Antichrist. Read Revelation chapter 13. There is no longer any doubt that the technology is here today for the global monitoring of the world's inhabitants. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 3, Jesus said, O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Continuing, Big Brother invades America's classrooms. Schools across the country are adopting frightening new methods to monitor their students in school and out. The digital tracking and surveillance of school-age kids has been growing. Among these tools are RFID, And these tags will be embedded in school ID cards, GPS tracking software in computers, and even CCTV video camera systems. According to school authorities, these tools are being adopted not to simply increase security, but to prevent truancy, cut down on theft, and even improve students' eating habits. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Pope openly prays in Arabic for the first time. The Vatican Pope prays for all Arabic speakers. Quote, "May God bless you all," unquote, the Pope said in Arabic after a bishop read out an Arabic translation of the Pope's comments praising the results of the Second Vatican Council. Watchman comment, "Warning, Catholics, warning. You are now in big trouble if you remain Catholic. Those who guide your church are heading down the 666 path by going into Islamic translations." Continuing, Obama would double down in a second term. Do you know what's scarier than the possibility that President Obama would be reelected? It's that in a second term, he would double down on his failed policies. Don't take my word for it. He's admitted it on the campaign stump. In a recent speech, he said, and I quote, "Everything we fought for in 2008 is on the line here in 2012, and I need your help to finish what we started. We've come too far to turn back now," close Obama quote. Note that Obama did not say this, "My agenda obviously isn't working, so I have decided to make major adjustments." Continuing, it has been 6 months since an unnamed State Department official announced that the so-called war on terror was over, so it comes as a surprise that USA President Barack Hussein Obama has extended a national emergency declaration using the threat of a terrorism as an excuse. Says the president, and I quote, "The terrorism threat that leads to the declaration on September 14, 2001 of a national emergency continues. For this reason, I have determined that it is necessary to continue in effect after September 14, 2012, the national emergency with respect to the terrorism threat." Close Obama quote. The declaration gives the president extraordinary powers over military personnel and certain financial transactions. Continuing, the United Nations is on the brink of becoming a world government. At the UN's Rio Plus 20 Earth Summit on Sustainable Development in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the world government advocates were pushing even greater schemes. Lord Monachan, who heads the policy unit of the UK Independent Party, is chief policy advisor to the Washington, D.C.-based Science and Public Policy Institute, and he said, I quote, "They were still effectively talking about a mechanization for setting up a global government so they could shut down the West, shut down democracy, and bring freedom to an end worldwide," close quote. Is that merely the ranting of a madman? Very influential Americans, as well as foreign leaders in politics, media, and academics, have been advocating blatantly and openly, as well as indirectly, that very same thing, for transforming the United Nations system into a full-blown world government. What's more, they may already have begun actual implementation of that particular scheme. Watchman comment, "The last day 666 and time signs. They sure are here. Do you believe my warnings now? Get ready already." Continuing, Obama's former classmate says, Obama said his father was an Indonesian king and that he, Obama, was a prince and would be a ruler. As a young child, Obama told his classmates he was Kenyan royalty or an Indonesian prince. One person that knew Obama very well said clearly, and I quote, "My sister and I remember very clearly that he was an Indonesian prince and that he would be going back there," she said. So there was some references to where he had come from and the understanding that his family was there. After living in Hawaii until he was six, moving and living in Indonesia from age six until age 10. Watchman comment, "Why is that significant? Because Indonesia is an Islamic Muslim country, and Obama, aka Barry Sotoro, spent his formative years there being taught the Quran and Islamic law." And his teacher said that he was a Muslim. Continuing, Duke professor confirms Arabic on Obama's wedding ring. A professor from Duke University examined the photos and affirmed the conclusion that it was Arabic on Obama's wedding band. Based on what he saw, he said that it was essentially Arabic script on the ring and that it is the first part of the Islamic Shahada. The first part of the Islamic Shahada is that there is only one God. The second part of the Shahada is exclusive, declaring Muhammad is his prophet. The Duke professor said that it is common for gold jewelry of that sort to be worn in the Middle East. Continuing, the extent to which hospital superbugs are being transmitted via the air needs to be investigated, experts say. Researchers carried out lab tests on a bacteria associated with MRSA, MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, and found it could travel up to 3 meters, which is 11 feet. The researchers used a biological air chamber to replicate conditions in 1- and 2-bed hospital rooms. They released tiny droplets containing Streptococcus aureus, a bacteria related to MRSA, from a heated mannequin simulating the human body. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings now? Hospitals are dangerous places to go to, especially just to visit, and especially if you take a vacation there in the middle of all those germs. Continuing, what can we expect next from the TSA? Would you think that the Transportation Security Administration had just about pushed passengers to their limits? There was the random testing of people's drinks by TSA security, and then the more recent freeze-on-command action used by the TSA after passengers have already passed through the security checkpoints. Now it looks like the TSA is resurrecting an idea from 2008, when it was exploring the idea of forcing travelers to wear torture compliant devices. Once a passenger checked in for their flight, they would be mandated to wear a bracelet which has the GPS technology and flight information and the ability to knock you out cold with an incapacitating electric shock. Oh boy, Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If you appreciate this program, and you would miss it if it went off the air, especially all the information that you get from it, and the good Bible quick studies, your support would be appreciated. Your love gift, no matter how small, helps keep Signs on the air. So, if the Lord is touching your heart, please write Signs, spelled S-I-G. N-S-P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate N-Y. Zip 13797. You can leave your return address off an enclosed cash to remain anonymous if you want, but I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs radio programs on the air. God bless you, my friends. Now a devotional to keep you informed, titled America Oblivious to the Saturated Darkness. My friends, it is not too hard to see, for those who adhere to light and right, what our present day is all about. Check out John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, chapter 8, verse 32, and verse 36. Our day has become so dark, so deviant, so lawless, and yes, relativistic, that the average Joe or Sally is totally oblivious to divine reality, eternal truths, and moral absolutes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, chapter 6, verse 12, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Today, absolutes are so twisted out of proportion and words and morals are redefined to legitimize lawlessness and godlessness. Good is called evil and evil good. Such were the days in which Isaiah the prophet spoke about, and here we are today with that very same spirit at work in our nation. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Verse 21, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sights. Kind of reminds you of the recent presidential debates on the Democratic side, does it not? Proverbs, King James Version, chapter 29, verse 9. If a wise man contend with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. Another translation puts it this way. When a wise person debates with a fool, the fool rages and laughs, and there is no peace and quiet. My, oh my. That was especially true in the vice presidential debate, wasn't it? The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Maranatha, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times last days we live in right now today. No, you won't. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. That's a true truth Christian. So as I always say, get right and get ready. If you missed part of tonight's program, tune in to the repeat on Monday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9265. And also remember, WWCR is changing over on Wednesday nights, beginning October 28th, to frequency 5070. That's Wednesday nights changing from 9350 to 5070. Here is that address to write again, my friends. Sign spelled SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. I heard from two new listeners this last week. I pray I'll hear from you this week, and I'll find your letter in Post Office Box 122. God bless you.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Daniel calling from Saturday at 4.840 megahertz. With regard to your comments about the mark of the beast, are you aware that the Somat Company has perfected and patented a microchip tattoo where they use micronized particles of metal mixed with the tattoo ink to serve as the antennas for the pinhead-sized microchip. The tattoo can be applied with an inkjet, a printer-type device in seconds. And also I'd like to point out that if I have heard correctly, by 2018, the Obama healthcare plan requires all persons to have an identity microchip. It sure is looking like that Barack Hussein Obama is indeed the Antichrist.
Thanks, brother. I somehow missed that version of the 666 microchip type devices. Do appreciate the information. Be blessed. I put it all on so others can hear. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. That's important when you call or write. Here comes the number. Are you ready to dial? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. If you get a busy signal, please hit redial until you get through. I can only afford one line. Is there anyone out there listening tonight? Here comes that number again. Give me a call, won't you? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. My, oh my, thank you so much, my friends, for that call and for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days and times and the return of Jesus Christ for His church. Amen. I do really, truly appreciate all who send in their love gifts to keep this program on the air. You will be blessed. Amen and amen. And I can only say to that, God bless you, my friends. You are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Signs listeners are the best. They are loyal and they help get the true truth out to the whole wide world here on Signs Radio. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.